Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Well, today in our program, we have a very special guest here. It is my brother in Christ, my fellow co-worker from the other side of the world, and that is Emmanuel Mukasa. He is the National Director of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Uganda in East and Central Africa. So, Emmanuel, my brother, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I took a while for you to come because I know that last time I visited your country was 2019, and then we were going to go there for a visit in 2020, and then you were trying to come here for a visit in USA, but we're so glad it worked out that you could be here this year at this time.
We praise God for that.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. So would you share with our listening audience what brought you here to the USA for a visit at this time, and what have you been doing since you arrived?
Thank you very much. Dear listeners, thank you very much for listening at this particular time. My name, as they have just introduced me, I'm Emmanuel Mukasa, and I'm working with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Uganda. The reason why I am here is to get partners that we can be able to partner with so that we can be able to do the ministry in Uganda. Because in my country, the country is open for the gospel. Wherever you go, you can be able to preach. But it's very hard for the workers to get funding within the country. So my main reason is to see that we can get some partners that we can partner with so that we can be able to take the gospel to the children of my country. We have more than 22 million children in my country. We have many schools, but we need people who can be able to go and visit those schools because all the schools are almost open for us to go.
Yes. And there is a program that CEF International Headquarters started called SPAN. Can you just briefly share with our listening audience what SPAN is?
Okay, the word SPAN is just sponsor a national. So the headquarters decided to start that program because they realized that in many countries, 145 countries, workers cannot raise funds in their own country. So Sponsor a National is the funds that we can get from here that can help the workers who are in those countries so that they can be able to be more focused, because these people, the nationals, they know the language of the people, they know the culture, they know even the people, and they are living in their own people. So it's very easy to work with them when you support them with a little amount of money than taking a missionary from US to go to Africa to do missionary. For example, a missionary in our country, he can get 300 and can be very well and can visit many schools. But a missionary here to come there, it will be very, very expensive. So Sponsor a National is a program that helps nationals to be more focused on the ministry rather than looking for another job to do the work. Yes.
So $300 a month, that like blows our minds. So, but it is amazing what the Lord has done and is doing through your workers that you oversee. I think you have like 33 staff.
I have 32.
Or 32. 32 staff, full-time workers.
Yes.
And I remember when I first came to Uganda in 2003, when I first met you, and you were not the national director at that time. You were just on staff serving and serving the Lord well and faithfully. I think there was like maybe 7, 8 or so workers, or definitely less than 10. But how it has grown over the years.
Yeah, we want to thank God that we are seeing a very big growth within the ministry, because we have started by the time you came. When I joined CEF, that was 1999. There were only 2 full-time workers. That is called Mr. Musisi, the national director by then, and the Beatrice, who was the educational director. Then I joined as a volunteer. That's in 1999. And we were only 2 workers. And the work was not growing. It was just going slowly because of the many challenges that took place, most especially for those who know, have ever heard about Idi Amin's time. That when Idi Amin came in power, he chased all Christian organizations, and the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship was no longer in existence for all those years. So by that time, 1999, the ministry was just reviving so that we can be able at least to see that we can be able to reach. At this moment, we want to praise the Lord for the many children right now we are reaching There are many staffs that we are having. We are having branches that are being opened in different parts. So we want to thank the Lord for the people who are supporting, who are praying for the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Uganda.
Yes, the Lord has done so much. And we know some of those people that you mentioned. Actually, they have been here to Illinois, Beatrice, and also Stephen Musisi, and you and others. But we are just praising God for our relationship through the years and our fellowship that we have in Christ. You know, Brother Emmanuel, I always like to ask people that come on our program, you know, I love to hear those stories, those testimonies. Could you just take just a few minutes and just share how you came to know the Lord, just briefly, and then how the Lord connected you into the ministry of CEF. So just take a few minutes to share.
Okay, I grew up in a Catholic family, and we were very active within the ministry by that time in the Catholic Church. And really, I wanted to serve the Lord when I was still very young. But in the moment of registering to be enrolled as a Reverend Father, they refused me. Then I decided in my heart that when I grow up, I have to change the religion so that I can be able to see a religion that can help me to serve the Lord. Because all my heart, I wanted to serve the Lord. So when I finished my college, that's when I had to change the religion. Because before I finished college, I feared that maybe if I do change the religion, my mother may stop paying my school fees. So I remained there, but all my heart wanted to be at least to go in a region which can allow me to serve the Lord. And when I was in high school, we had some missionaries that came. That was in 1988. They came at our school. They said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one can be able to see the Father unless he's has been born again. So that came in my mind, and it was there. So all the time I knew that, but I couldn't believe. I didn't say it out, but that I'm saved. But I knew for sure that I have to believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So by when I grew up, when I had finished my college, that's when I confessed Christ as my Lord and Savior. That's 1999. And from that time, I have seen the Lord working in my life. So when I finished college, I visited my brother, my elder brother, who is a mechanic. And that time he was working with, just working on the car of our former national director, Mr. Stephen Bunjo Musisi. And as we were talking with him, he started asking a lot of questions. And then he said, what do you do? And I said, I'm an accountant. I did accounting. So he said, oh, we have an organization called Child Evangelism Fellowship. Could you please come and try to help us to organize our books of accounts? Then I said, yes, I will be able to volunteer. I can give you at least one day. Then I started volunteering with them in the bookkeeping. Then because they had no staff, then also I started also helping in the literature, organizing their books. And also even sometimes when people come, we can make an arrangement so that they can be able to give them the books for library and even other things. In his home, he had a Good News Club, and I could go there at least and help in giving the children that what to eat after the club, arranging their seat. Then I realized the interest for children started growing and growing and growing as I was helping in the Good News Club.
To minister to children.
Yes, to minister to the children. Because whenever I was there, I felt very well when I was in the children, helping them in different ways. So I loved what I was doing exactly. Then from there, Mr. Musisi encouraged me to do a training called Teaching Children Effectively, Level 1,
yes,
which also you do here. Then I did, and I started the Good News Club in my home. So when I started the Good News Club, that's when I identified what God wants me to do, and I realized I had to leave everything that I was doing, and I focused more on the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Within the year of 2002, we got some missionaries from U.S., and one of them was coming from New Jersey called Esther Garica. And when she came, they asked me to go and help in translating in the schools because children may not be able to understand her English very well. So I had to translate into the common language that we are having in my country. Then during that, when they finished, they asked me a question when they are leaving. What are we going to be doing with all these schools? Then I said, I think I can take them. Then I started visiting those schools, but I couldn't take them all because by that time I did not have transport, and also I did not have funds to help me to go to those schools. Out of the 32 we are visiting, I was able only to take 21 schools. So that's how I joined the ministry. And I struggled to see that I can be able maybe to do other things, but whenever I couldn't want to leave any of the schools that I'm visiting. So every time I wanted to go to schools, all my passion was there. Mm. That's how I joined ministry. From that time, I have never turned back.
Mm, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And now the ministry is growing. And so with your 32 staff, you became the national director in 2015, but started serving as you shared your beautiful testimony in 1999 and how the Lord has just led you just one step, every step, all along the way. Mm. And so now your ministry in Uganda, through all of your staff and your volunteers, is reaching over 650,000 children with the good news of the gospel through many different ways. Just give us a brief just snapshot of what the ministry in Uganda looks like. Let's talk more about those school ministries, and we'll probably have to hold you over and we'll talk about those other ones later. But just give us maybe just briefly, you said, you know, the schools are open. Share with us about that.
Yeah, you know, with our schools, the schools are very open in that, like, when you go to the school, you talk to the administration, they'll just allow you. And when you go to the school, they'll give you all the children, not even separating some, but they'll give you all the children, and you can have them. And also another thing that we are having in my country, that when you go, you just select a certain time. Because the schools, they know what we are doing and they love what we are doing. So any time that you request them that I will be coming at 11, they will be giving you that time. Mm-hmm. That I will be coming at 12, they will give you that time. So any time that you ask them to give you, they will be able to allow you. They will give you all the children of all denominations and they will be able to reach them. So we are having a very open door.
That's amazing, because here in the United States, you know, this country that was founded on freedom of religion, it takes so much work to even have an after-school Good News Club, you know, that meets after school, or there's another way called release time, but the children have to be released off campus, you know, and that is much harder to do. But in Uganda and East Central Africa, you can walk right into the public schools. That is just amazing. And also, you said all the children, all denominations, and even I've heard you say that you're able to go into some Muslim schools too.
Yes, we do that, because the other schools, when they see the school, that's where we go. The way they are changing the performance, discipline. So any school can allow us to go. But sometimes in the Muslim school, they say, we'll give you all the non-Muslim schools. But when you reach in those Muslim schools, the Muslim will be in the windows when you are teaching, and they will be able to listen. So still, the gospel will go to them. Oh. So we want to thank God for that open door that we are having.
Just to give us an idea, how many schools do your workers, your staff minister to? Like, how many schools?
Last year, 2022, we are able to go in 776 schools. Oh. So this year, we are targeting to go to 1,000 schools.
1,000 schools. And that represents how many children?
Last year, we are able to reach 650,000 schools. And at least we want to see that we can be able to reach 1 million.
Okay, so yes. 1,000 schools is a goal, and then 1 million children is what you like to see. And the Lord is already blessing you in so many ways. Well, we're just so glad that you're able to be here, and there's so much more we want to talk about. So I'm going to hold you over, and we're going to continue our interview. But thank you again so much. And by the way, Emmanuel Makaso is here right now this weekend. If you would like to see him in person, he is actually speaking on November 5th on Sunday morning at Charter Oak Bible Church this Sunday, November 5th. And I believe the church service starts at 10 o'clock, and they have given him opportunity to share about Uganda. So if you'd like to come in person, come to Charter Oak Bible Church in Peoria, Illinois on November 5th, and you can greet Emmanuel Makaso in person. But we're going to continue. And so next week, we will, if you're listening to Telling Future Generations, you can also continue to listen. And we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. So please tell me.
tell me again.